Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Simon Shin Pei Beis. We are on page 498. Shin Pei Beis is in Diras Eino Yehudi Ma'akeves Be'iruvo. The halacha, if there is a Eino Yehudi that is holding back your Eruv from working. Says the Mechaber of Aleph, Hador im Akum Bechotzer, one who is living with a goy in a courtyard, Eino Oser Alav, this goy will not aser on the Yisrael, Achiu Shnei Yisraelim Dorim B'Shnei Batim, until you have two Yisraelim living in two houses, V'Osrim Zel Zeh. So if there are two Yidden that are living in two different houses and they aser on each other, if they don't make an Erev together, so Oz Ha'akum Oser Aleihem. So then the Akum will aser on them as well. So if there's one Yisrael and one Goy, so it's not a problem. Two Yisraelim, where they aser on each other, so then the Goy will cause problems as well. The Eino Moel Sheyevatel Ha'akum Reshuso. We've been discussing the last few days about a person being Mevatel his Reshus to someone else or to others. When it comes to a Goy, Bitul Reshus will not work. Elitzaruch Sheyaskiru Mimenu. Rather, the Yisraelim need to rent out his house. That's where we're going to stop for tonight. That's just the Mechaber. So again, to review, the Mechaber says that one Yisrael living with a Goy in a Chatzar, the Goy will not aser. But if there are two Yisraelim that would aser each other, so then the Goy asers on them as well. Bitul Rishus will not help to avoid the issue of the Goy asering, but Schiras Rishus would work if the Yisraelim rent out his house, then that will work to allow them to carry with the air that they made with each other. So says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Eino Oser Alav, one who is living with one Goy does not aser. Dimeikar Hadin, Diras Akum Eino Chashuva Dira. Really the halacha is that the dira of a goy is not considered a dira, so it will not aser. Elo de chachomim gozru de le'osar alav. But Chazal said, they made a gzeira that the goy asers on the Yisrael, kedei shelo yodur imo v'yilmur m'maisav. Chazal did not want Yisrael to live with the Eino Yehudi, and he's going to learn from his ways. V'lo gozru el b'davar d'shchiach. But they only created this gzeira in a case that would be a common case of Yisrael living with an Eino Yehudi. It would only be normal for Yisraelim to live with a goy in the same chatzar if there are numerous Yisraelim there, but not in one house. They would not live one-on-one with a goy, because the goy was suspect of shvichas damim. So that was not a very common occurrence. Rather, there would be a few Yisraelim there with a goy, so that's where Chazal placed the Isser, because they wanted to avoid even that. So one Yisrael with one goy is 100% mutter to carry. The goy does not aser. His dira is not considered a dira. And Chazal never made a gzeir on that case, because it's uncommon, because you'd be scared. But if there are numerous Yisraelim with one goy, where you're not scared, so then Chazal did not want you to learn from his actions, so therefore they made a gzeira on that case. Sipkotem Beis. So again, the case that they asered was when there are Shnei Yisraelim Dorim B'Shnei Batim. Zoktim B'Shabura Aval B'Chad Bayis. But if there are two Yisraelim living in one Bayis, Afilu Yesh Kama Anoshim, even if there are numerous people there, Va'ochlim Kol Echa B'Fnei Atzmo, and everyone is eating by themselves, Kechad Chashivi, that's considered one. Sivkotim Gimel. So it's only going to be if you have two Yisraelim and two Batim where they aser on each other. Says the Mishabura, La'afuke b'mokum she'enam osrim ze'al ze'. The Mechaber says, B'dafka, two Yisraelim in two houses, and they're asering each other. What's he adding on? Don't two Yisraelim in two houses always aser on each other? What is that added in the Kud the Mechaber says, and they aser on each other? So the Mishabura says, if Katan Gimel is coming to exclude a case where they're in two different houses and they don't aser on each other. Kigon, for example, Av Ubonov Shemekablim Pras Meito. For example, a father and his sons, and the sons are receiving the food from their father. She'enam Tzrichim La'aruv Afilu Heim Dorim Kol Echa B'Bayis Efnei Atzmo. In that case, we learned that a father and his sons, where the father supporting the sons, either giving them money or food, they do not have to make an Erev. Kidemavur V'simin Shin'ayin, like we saw in Shin'ayin Ayin Shom. So in that case, even though you have two Yisraelim living in two houses, but since they don't aser each other because they're family in that way, so therefore the goy also will not aser on them. So in that case, you would not have to do schiras reshus on the bias of the goy. But if there are two Yisraelim in two houses and they aser on each other, they're unrelated, so then the guy asers on them as well. Sif Katan Dalid, Shalo Yoel Eruvan Shema'arvin Beinehem. The Eruv that the Yidden are making amongst themselves will not help, Ashe Yiskuru Rishus Ha'akum, until they rent out the Rishus of the guy. Sif Katan Hey, we said it does not help for the guy to be Mevatel his Rishus to the Yidden. They have to Betafka rent out his Rishus. So says the Mishabura, it doesn't help to do bittul rishus kemo b'Yisrael shelo eruv in bnei chatzer, like we've been learning in the last siman, like Yisrael that did not contribute to the eruv with the members of his chatzer shemevatel rishuso. All he has to do is nullify his rishus kedei lahatir sheor bnei chatzer l'taltel, and that would allow everyone else in the chatzer that had an eruv besides him to carry kedei mevur b'simin shin pei ve'atam delo mahani. The reason why bittul rishus does not work for the Einu Yehudi is mishum deratzu chachomim larchukei diras Yisrael min Akum, because Chazal wanted to distance the Yisraelim from living with the Akum. Ulahochi hechmiru. Therefore, Chazal was machmir the ein lo takona ad sheyiskor imenu. Bittul rishus, which is easier to do, is not enough. You have to bedafka rent out his rishus. Umeachar shaakum einu rotze lahaskir benokel. That's not going to be an easy feat. The guy doesn't want to necessarily rent out his rishus to you. In note number 10, he brings the reason of the Gemara, Tamadavim Mavur B'Gemara, Shanachri Choshesh L'Kshafim. The guy is concerned that the Jew's up to shady business. He wants to do some kshafim. He's not so willing to rent out the rights to his house. And therefore, back to the Mishabura, Umeacher Sha'akum Eina Rotza L'Hasker B'Nokel, Se Yisrachek HaYisrael Milodur Imo. The Jew will distance himself from living with Akum, kedei shelo yaser olav atiltul. That way the guy will not ask for him from carrying. So therefore Chazal were very exacting in the Gzeira. Only a common situation where there's more than one Yisrael, they would ask for each other, and you also can't have the guy do bitter rishus, that would be too easy. We want it to be a little harder, the guy suspects why you're renting his house, he won't want to rent it to you, and he'll move out, you will not be living amongst the Einam Yehudim. Sivkotan Vav, elitzarach sheyaskir mimenu. Rather, you have to rent the rishus from him. Uleinyan im mahani sheila. What if instead of renting out his rishus, he lends you his rishus? So that's talui b'shtei hadeos amavur b'sif yudeis. That's going to be dependent on two opinions that we'll see soon in sif yudeis. Uledeya rishona sham lo mahani. According to the first opinion over there, it will not help. I'd like to read two notes. One very small one. One that's a little bit longer, but very lamaisa. Let's start with note number two. V'chein lodur im Yisrael sha'usa averus of Arhesya. Whatever we've been discussing over here about living in a chatzar with a goy, they have to do schiras rishus, says the Kaf HaChayim, to live with Yisrael that publicly does averos, that's also going to be asur mishum sheyesh locho shema yuma m'maisa k'mo b'nochri. The same svar that applies to a goy would apply to Yisrael doing averus of Arhesya. You would also have to do schiras rishus on his rishus, that's what the Kaf HaChayim writes. And the important note over here is note number one. Koso b'shalin shulas ginas v'rodim. Shebizmaneinu lo shayach tamat takonos haschirus. The ginas v'rodim writes, and nowadays this whole reason of the takona of renting the rishus of the goy is not nageya. Mishum shekol takonos haschirus ne'esesa kedei sheyisraelim lo yaduru menochrim. As we've spoken out, the whole reason for the gzeira and the takona is that we should not be living amongst the nochrim. Ubizmanim elu, but zote ginas vrodim nowadays, sha'onu mu'uravim manochrim, where we're living amongst the goyim, v'chol parnas aseinu mehem, and our parnasa comes from them, v'ein lanu nachalas sode v'kerim, and we have nothing on our own, v'halavai kishin nisareid b'neihem, and halavai that when we're living amongst them, nim saksas chein b'neihem, we should find favor in their eyes a little bit. V'halavai nasik parnas aseinu b'tzimtzim, and halavai we should be able to make it by with a little bit of parnasa. V'nimseis omer shigzeiras hachamim rufa urufufa biyadenu. And therefore this gzeira of Chazal isn't really nogeya, because we need to be living amongst the goyim. The whole takana was to live away from the goyim, but we need the goyim for our parnasa, and therefore this whole din is not nogeya. That's what the Ginas Vradim writes. But if you skip to the next paragraph, me'idoch on the other hand, Peshal Shishuvas Chsam Sofer Kosov. The Chsam Sofer writes, Sha'af al Pisha Bizman Hazelo Shayat Tamatakono. Even though it's true, the reason for that takono does not apply nowadays, Mikomokom Ein Lahatir Eruv Lolo Schiris. You should not be Matir and Eruv without Schiras Rashus from the Goyim. Kevan Shu Dover Shebeminyan. This is something that was decided upon by a number of Rabbonim, Chazal, v'tzorich minyan acher latiru. You need a bigger besdin to undo it. You can't just dismiss it on your own. V'chein b'shavshin shuvas u'b'charta b'chayim. Herich she'ein lahokel b'shun ponim b'zman hazeh. You can't be lenient without schiras rishis nowadays, even though the reason doesn't necessarily apply. V'kos of a beis meir. Even though chalila to be lenient in a place where all the poskim are machmir, and really for sure it's proper to be do schira shoshus in all cases, in a pressing situation, if there is no eitzah, you can't do schira shoshus, you can't rent the rishus of the goy, kemeduma sha'odif la'arev b'li schirus. Says the Beis Meir, it would appear that it's better to make an Eiruv and skip the whole Schiras Rishus, me'asher lo la'orev klal, better than skipping the Eiruv. Make an Eiruv and forget Schiras Rishus, don't forget the Eiruv. Kevan she'im lo kein karov levadei she'rov hamon am, yavru v'yatato b'li Eiruv klal. If you don't have an Eiruv, many people are going to be carrying. Better to make an Eiruv, have people carry, and skip the Schiras Rishus, even though you really should do the Schiras Rishus, even nowadays. But Lamai said there are shitas like we saw the Ginas Vrodim, where maybe it doesn't apply today. So if your mamish stuck, it's a Shas Adchak, Beis Meir arise, better to make an Eiruv, skip the Schiras Rishus, rather than skipping the whole Eiruv, which is Vadai, going to make people carrying on Shabbos without an Eiruv. That would be the worst thing. We will stop here and continue with the Ramah, Emirat Hashem, tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.